energies are quite intense, and it's going to continue to be that way. So we're really learning how to open up to our destinies. So one moment as they attend to grace. So they want me to explain this. Grace is very, very important that we understand its usefulness, its apparent essence, and its holy remembrance. In other words, we've all been subjected to sorrow, meaning that we believe what we want is somehow separate from us, and there's a lot of stress, and there's a lot of strain, and there's a lot of trying to attain what really is ours by divine inheritance. So the more that we understand, oh my gosh, when I said divine inheritance, it's like whoosh. So the more that we understand that our divine truth really has our back, really is aware of our homecoming, then it's a cause for celebration. So the more that we can dance with our higher presence, our higher reality, our higher knowing, that's already won with everything that we perceive to be our goal. So our goals are going to start changing, by the way. So we start off in a path of what we think our goal is. They're showing me the card spiritual strength, because we don't have a clue what's ahead of us in terms of our righteous persuasion. In other words, who we really are and what we're actually really after, which is our holy remembrance. So this is about being one with our light, being one with our devotional claim. So they want me to stop right there. So claim, it's already ours. We're just claiming it. So it's like you're going to luggage claim and you're claiming it, but it's your luggage. So it's already yours. It's really important that we allow ourselves that spaciousness and that attendance of our righteous devotional inheritance, so that we get the sense of how easy and just like taking it in stride, how easy it is to really assimilate with our true essence, with our true devotional status, with our true oneness with our highest bliss state imaginable. So when they're saying bliss state, like we're like, I just want to get through my day, or I just want to solve this little personal problem, if you don't mind. And our higher self is interested in our ascension. It's interested in us having it all, not just a little piece, not just a little sliver. So the way we call everything to us in terms of whatever is going on in your personal affairs, like I need money, health, relationship, whatever it is, we want to realize that that's just an extension. What we're going to call to us is a reflection of our wholeness. In other words, there is no separation. We're really all of it. So whatever it is that is ours by divine appointment, it's already provided. It's already here, waiting for us to grow, waiting for us to consent, waiting for us to become self-realized and realizing we had it all along. So allow yourselves to travel. So when they're saying travel, it's like going beyond the mind, going beyond the belief in separation, going beyond the belief in struggle. So we're traveling to a new consciousness. We're traveling to a new holy remembrance. We're traveling to our awakened self that's literally in standby. So just imagine it's sort of like, okay, let's get that new association of truth in her right place, because it's only going to be days now before she realizes her holy advancement. So that's what we want to start conceiving and start feeling justified in, that we are soon to awaken to our heavenly bliss. So our heavenly bliss is we move into a state of self-realization where everything is already home. Everything is already available. Everything is already in concert. Everything is already retrievable because we're understanding the truth of self. So we're allowing ourselves to take note. We're allowing ourselves to be gifted. We're being gifted by our own self. So this is very essential that it's not like, you know, we're begging, supplicating, praying, please, please, please. We're simply acknowledging what already is. But we're the ones that have to stand ready. We're the ones that have to stand present. We're the ones that have to be willing to be all-consuming grace of totality, so that everything that comes to us now is simply reflecting our own love's association. So we want to remember that we are the divine, we are the godliness, we are love in form, and everything else is the false self. So all the judgment, all the self-criticism, all the criticism to others, it's all like just sort of getting washed away as we will stay ready, as we will stay principled, as we will stay in love satisfaction. So this is about no longer getting pulled by polarization, no longer getting pulled by the drama, no longer getting pulled by there are good guys and bad guys, there's right and there's wrong. So this is very essential that we go beyond that. And so there's a lot of polarization now, and there's a lot of judgment, and there's a lot of pointing fingers, even in those that are awakening. And that's what the ego is counting on, because if we can still blame, if we can keep blaming, if we can keep pointing the finger, if we can keep talking about, like the dark ones and the agenda and all this, then we stay separated because we're believing that there's something that can stop us, or something that can take over, or something that can interfere with our holy remembrance. And that's just not true. So we're learning to stay awake. We're learning it to stay in attendance of our heavenly consent, of our heavenly notion, of our heavenly bliss state. They keep saying bliss state, and I just noticed my mind, like, really? Like, I'm really gonna get there? And that's okay. So it's sort of like, every time it comes around again, it's coming to give us concert. In other words, like we're breathing it in, we're recognizing it, and we're going to be recognizing it again and again and again, where these just drops of pearls of heavenly notion, of heavenly wisdom, of heavenly delight, they start taking note. So it's sort of like we start opening up to our heavenly treasure. We start opening up to our heavenly gifting. We start opening up to our illuminated state of due relevance, because this is what our soul was intending from the very beginning when we took this incarnation. So the more that we understand that we've traveled to a lower dense reality to bring forth the package of self-realization, It's going to be like a very easy unfolding, unveiling, because we've already recognized ourselves as truth. So we forgot it temporarily, but it's already there. So it's almost like our higher self is holding our page. Like, I'm going to go look at these other pages, but keep the bookmark in this place, because I'm going to come back and want to resume who I truly know that I am, what I've truly already mastered. So the more that we understand, we're simply returning to what already is, what we've already understood, what we've already self-realized. That's where the joy comes in. That's where the bliss state comes in. That's where the true remembrance comes in. Because out of these pearls of wisdom, out of our own sense of true love satisfaction, this is where we're going to start jumping timelines. So we're no longer in the heave-ho. We're no longer in the drama of good, bad, forces of evil and all this other stuff, because we're already moving beyond that to our awakened state. And so as we allow ourselves to travel, So the traveling is traveling in consciousness. We're not going anywhere in the physical. We're simply learning how to stay awake. And so this rite of passage is upon us. And so when we were talking in the beginning about the energies, the intense energies increasing, they're going to be increasing daily for love's persuasion, for us to keep opening up in that gentle kindness, in that gentle holy remembrance. And so they want me to explain this. The gentleness is, we can be lost can be, but we're going to feel a gentle presence upon us where it's just sort of like offers us a new approach. You mean I don't have to finish the argument? You mean I don't have to heal all this on my own? And because the healing is here. What we're learning to do is to hear it, to allow it, to retrieve it. So remember, baggage claim, it's your luggage. Excuse me, but you have to go claim it. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be wholly remembered. So we're coming into divine union. We're coming into our Christ bliss state. So again, Christ simply being a level of awareness. It's not a person. It's who we are beyond the individualized perception of self. And so as we will travel with ease, and ease is, it's really here, just waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to drop the struggle, the challenge, and to receive. So the more that we act like it, in other words, choosing that peace, choosing that love, choosing that holy remembrance, we step out of time. So the ascended earth is already here. Our ascended awareness is already here. What we're learning to do is to let go of the old dialogue and allow ourselves that heavenly bliss. So there's that bliss again. So we're just sort of like imagining it, permitting it, allowing it. And the more that we sort of test that, the more we get comfortable with that, it's going to be an easy energy exchange. So we want to remember the power of our light, and it's our light in congregation. In other words, as we all open up to our light, we create our new reality. It has nothing to do with what's going on for anyone else, what anyone else is choosing. We get to choose that light forevermore. And so out of that light, all is presented. And this is how we create what we would term miracles, which is really just our natural state of that higher illuminated consciousness. So allow yourselves to be retrieved, meaning aligning with our higher self. That's sort of like retrieving us, sort of like you remember where you are. You remember where you asked me to hold your place. You asked me to hold this page for when you were ready. So this is where we're coming into a state of readiness by holy agreement. In other words, it's predestined. And so the more that we understand that we're being traveled upon, what that means is our higher self is guiding us in each moment to breathe, to feel, to reconcile our differences. So in other words, that trapped energy that's coming up, where we're getting triggered, it's like we're breathing through it, we're feeling it, and then we're releasing our attachment to it because we're recognizing it's not the truth of self. And every time we do that, we open up to a new life cycle. We open up to a new reality. We open up to a new state of holy remembrance. So allow yourselves to be moved being, moving into parallel realities. So it's all here waiting for our consent, waiting for our agreement, waiting for love's remembrance. We're not trying to heal the world. We're simply returning to the truth of self. I don't like that I said returning. We're simply acclimating. Acclimating, they're agreeing with, because returning is like a linear travel, and they're helping us to drop that notion. The more that we just simply realize it's here for the taking, that really speeds things up. And so again, as we hold this heavenly note, whatever it is that's ours by divine right, in other words, whatever our soul has for us, our higher self has for us, that we're ready to receive now. We're the ones offering that vibrational assistance. In other words, we're holding the frequency. And so now it's already given, it's already here, because we rang it up, we called it, and we call it by our frequency alignment. So allow that to be understood, meaning receiving. Whatever we think we're not ready for, we actually are, as we agree with who we are. And we're agreeing with our highest vibrational gifting in this very moment. So change is occurring very rapidly right now for each of us, because we've consented to it, because we've allowed it, because we've understood our holiness. And we offer that holiness to one and all, meaning all the other beings, sentient beings on earth, that seem to be ingested in fear. It's like all of the love that we're now presenting with is understood. In other words, they're receiving it, being part of the collective, for them to come into further agreement and alignment as they are ready. So this is where we don't place judgment on ones that don't seem to be ready yet, but we're placing the offering. It's almost like Avon calling. When they're ready, the light's there for them to understand. If there are any trespassers, in other words, ones that you're still not too keen on or haven't forgiven yet or whatever it is, just imagine them being part of the wealth. That's how you very, very quickly release all of that toxic energy, because you're allowing love and light to be consumed by all. So it could be partners, political figures, whatever it is. You're just seeing everyone in their awakened state. The truth of all. Allow this to be your new reality. And so it is. Yes, my love. Yes, my love. Oh, my goodness. I know. You want to be part of it, too. All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating.